Hey, you're back with both the Penny Stupid podcast and the Get Out of Debt Guy podcast. This is a topic that encompasses both side hustles and how to make money and dealing with debt at the same time. I'm your host, Steve Rode, the old Get Out of Debt Guy, and with me, as always, is Damon Day, the new Get Out of Debt Guy. Damon, we have had this burning topic for about 10 minutes.
It's 12 because I had to take a quick shower and shave.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah, I showered and shaved. That's what took a while.
Okay. All right.
And I clearly dyed my beard because it was too gray, so I dyed it.
Dyed it white.
Yeah.
A topic that we've been talking about, Damon and I have always been very concerned about the price of college and how much debt people go into to go to college. And in conjunction with both sides of our brains, where one side is dealing with side hustles, making money, and the other one is, how can we go to school if we want and avoid debt? Damon had a brilliant idea earlier, and we had to share it with you. Damon, go ahead.
I did. I got the idea from Christine Meekum. I found her YouTube channel last night. Little plug for her.
Yep.
I just randomly came across her video where she was living in her car, mm-hmm. by choice, and DoorDashing, but her channel wasn't about DoorDash and gig apps. Her channel was about freedom and traveling and enjoying the country and just not having all the burdens that most of us have day to day. It was just her and her little dog, and they lived in their car and they traveled around and funded it mainly through DoorDash, it seemed like. And I thought, you know what? If you don't have you're not married with kids and all that.
Yeah.
I would totally be down for that experiment. I'd love to just dash across America, but these gig apps give you that kind of freedom, you know, to be able to just check out for a year or two if that's something you want to do.
Well, if you want to work hard and be smart and multitask and multi-app like you do, you know, you could make a couple $100 a day or more. And if you don't have those other expenses, you're living out of your car, you're exploring the United States, you could save a lot of money. And now once you get that money saved, you could come back, go to your community college for a couple of years, pay for it in cash, have no student loan debt at all.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, what we were talking about was this whole, you know, idea of getting these student loans. And what would happen if you had, you know, two friends graduate high school, right? Mm-hmm. And one of them says, I have to go to this school, but it's got to be this very specific school because it's super awesome and it's the greatest party school and whatever. And it's, you know, 25 grand a year or 50 grand a year or something, you know, crazy like that.
Yeah.
And he does that for probably 5 or 6 years because it's very hard for these kids these days to graduate in 4 because they're partying and doing all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And he gets done, say, 5 years later, and he's got $250,000 in debt, and maybe things work out and he knows exactly what he wants to do and he gets that dream job, and that's great. And that does happen. But, or maybe he doesn't even graduate, or he graduates, but he's struggling to find a job making $40,000, $50,000 a year. In the meantime, his friend decided, I don't want to go that route. I'm just going to go drive DoorDash. I'm going to stay at home living with my parents, you know, for a couple of years. I'm 18 years old.
Yep.
I could drive DoorDash. I'm going to go out and make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year just kind of driving DoorDash, living my best life in my, you know, late teens, early 20s. Maybe even say, you know what, I'll do some community college on the side in my local town here. I'll just pay for it as I go.
Yep.
Because I'm making, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month doing it. I'm saving money, living at home with mom and dad, which most college kids kind of do anyway if they're going to go to an in-state school, you know, live at home with mom and dad. So you got 5 years where you've got no rent, you've got, you know, really no food bills, or your laundry's taken care of, all this stuff. Imagine just doing that and kind of, you know, and obviously everybody has a different situation, but just socking away money instead of going to that big college or whatever, maybe going to community college, or maybe not going to college at all. College isn't for everybody. Imagine socking away $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year in those, you know, late teen, early 20s years. All of a sudden, you got $100,000, $150,000, $200,000. Your friend graduates, and now you guys are friend number one who DoorDash has got 200 grand in the bank. Friend number two who wanted to go to that college has kind of like 200 grand in the bank. It just has a negative in front of it, mm-hmm. right? It's the opposite. And now they're $400,000 apart. You know, in at 22, 23, 24 years old, the guy that DoorDashed is starting the race almost $500,000 ahead. That's crazy. It's really crazy.
It gets even crazier. Because if you take that same graduating high school college student who does exactly what you just said, let's say they make an extra 30 grand door dashing, living their best life the first year. They put that 30 grand into an investment vehicle, a mutual fund, a Dow index fund, or something like that. They never make another retirement deposit for the rest of their lives. And in 40 years, when they're 58 years old or 59 years old, that will be worth $1.4 million.
But their friend will still be trying to discharge their federal student loans.
Yeah, and they'll also still be trying to save for retirement, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you said, you know what, I'm going to go to community college, local here, maybe even online community college, you know, a couple hours a week, 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week, whatever. But I'm also going to work my ass off with DoorDash and some of these other gig apps. And I'm going to set aside that 30 grand. And now imagine if you did it, not just for 1 year, but maybe two. Maybe you still really want to go to college. We're not saying don't go to college.
Right.
If it's something that you've got, you just analyze it first. If you got it figured out, you know what you want to do and you need a degree, be smart about it. But let's say you just went, I'm going to go to community college local for 2 years. I'm going to make an extra 30 grand a year that I'm going to save. I'm not going to live on that because I'm living at home with mom and I got my food covered and I'll be able to, you know, put $2,500 a month aside. And then if I make more than that, that's spending money, stuff like that. You do that for 2 years while you're going to community college locally, either online or on campus, right? And then now you put that $60,000. You hit the 2 year mark. Now you've got 60 grand invested. You set it aside. You don't touch it. Now you're going to have multiple $1 million. You're going to have probably 2.5 or so. I haven't done the math.
Well, wait, I got the calculator up here. We're saying instead.
Do you have the real calculator?
Yeah,
or the
no,
fake
I got
one
it.
That we fell into?
I used 40,000 the first time. So we'll use 60,000 this time.
Yeah. So go to community college for 2 years while you're working your butt off on these gig apps.
All right.
Put all that money away.
If you put 60 grand in, never make another deposit. When you go to retire in 40 years, I'm saying you're going to retire early, you'll have $2.2 million.
There you go. So a big argument could be made, even not necessarily to just skip it, but for some people that makes sense to skip college because the return might not be there for them. But go to the community college for 2 years so you can. These are like prime earning years,
right?
Right here, where you've got no obligations, no bill. I shouldn't say prime earning, prime saving years.
Yeah.
Is really what these are.
And the
prime
reason,
saving years.
The reason is because the one thing you can't buy is time.
Yeah.
So you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and you put 30, 40, 60 grand in, and you don't touch it the rest of your life. You do what you want. You live the life you want. You go out to eat. You have fun. You don't need to worry about retirement at that point. You're set for life.
Yeah. I would even argue that doing that for 2, 3, 4 years and you know, not even going to college, do that 2, 3, 4 years, get that money, live with your parents while you can, get that money set aside, get that growing for you, get that horse running, right?
Yep.
And then you let it go, just like you're curling, you just let it go, right? And then if you want, now you're 22, 23, whatever, hey, I really want to go to college. I'm a little bit older. I got my life kind of figured out. I've been doing all these gig apps and stuff. And I've got my adult brain now. And here's what I think I want to do the rest of my life. I got that 60, 70, 80 grand just growing out there. So I know I'm good when I'm 65. I'm fine. Now, what do I want to do between 25 and 65? Maybe I do want to go to a trade school. Or maybe I do really want to go to college.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I learned all this stuff doing these gig apps. I can still now go to college without getting student loans, without touching my retirement money because I can pay my way through it, you know, making $40,000-$50,000 a year, doing these gig apps, completely flexible, not full time, and then you can go to school. So maybe don't rush into college. You know, back when I was a kid, you know, 20 years ago, there was this thinking that if you didn't go to college immediately,
right,
you would never go back. So you have to go immediately. You can't take a year off. That was like drummed into everybody back then. It was like, no, you have to go because it's almost like you might get a taste of the good life of not being stuck in school and you'll never want to go back. Like, what if you get a job, you start making all this money all of a sudden? But isn't that the goal of college, to get the education so you can make the money? And we're not saying don't ever do it, but there's an argument that can be made that says, well, maybe I should take these years, 18, 19, 20 years old, when I have no bills, still living with my parents, and just crush it. Just make as much as we can and stick that aside. And then at 20, 21, 22, because you don't want to pay 30 grand a year to go to college to find yourself. If you don't know what you want to do yet because you're only freaking 18 years old.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste all that money getting all these loans. And then 3 years later, you're like, I really don't think I want to do what I thought I wanted to do when I was 18. I'm going to start over. I'm going to switch my major.
Well, I mean, let's do the math. Let's say that you went to college, you graduated, you got a car payment, you got a mortgage, you're living, you know, most people seem to live just month to month. And then all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you're 40 years old. You haven't saved anything for retirement. So between 40 and 60, that's 20 years that you've got.
Yep.
So how much would you have to save every month to reach that same amount, that $2.2 million?
So $2.2 million over 20 years?
Yeah, you'd have to put away $3,243 a month.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking in my head about 40 grand a year.
Yeah.
And then I was going to, so about $3,000, $36,000 a year.
So which is better? Which is easier? Look, graduate from high school. People talk about taking a gap year. I want to go backpack around Europe. And hey, I just got back from London. Europe isn't anything special right now. Do that. Be creative. Be aggressive. Not only will you have a better opportunity to figure out what you want to do in life, but also you'll make this money, put it away, and then go enjoy the rest of your life. It just makes so much sense. Now, Damon, you said, you know, there's an argument to be made. In fact, I would disagree with that. I don't think there's any argument to be made. I think there's a calculation to be made. And this math is black and white. Now, also, when I was graduating from high school, way back in the knots.
The knots.
Yeah, no, actually, it was 1977.
I'll say, you didn't graduate in the knots, bro.
No, 1977. I remember standing in line in high school listening to some of my friends, and they were talking about the colleges that they picked and why they wanted to go there. So I'm in Maryland, and one guy said, yeah, I'm going to New Jersey because that's far enough away from my parents and I don't have to worry about them. And a girl said, I'm going to Florida because that's the best party school I can find. Nobody was making decisions about what makes good sense and math and everything. And you can't convince me the times have changed.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that's changed is how expensive the mistake is.
Right.
If you make it.
Damon, what do you think somebody could make right now doing some of these DoorDash, Instacart, Uber Eats, those types of things, if they followed your advice and guidance on multi-apping? How much per hour is reasonable?
Well, I think I'm kind of an enigma, especially in the area that I'm in and how I do it. I shoot and I hit usually $40 an hour multi-apping. Okay. And, you know, watch some of my videos, I'll show you how to do it. But I think for most markets in the country, I think 30 to 35 is certainly reasonable. If you're in a really tiny market, maybe 25. And I watch a lot of these guys on YouTube and they're making like, you know, $20 an hour, which is fine if that's all you need and you don't have a lot of bills. But I also notice the ones that are making $20 an hour are typically just doing one app. Yeah. You know, and so each individual app, for the most part, kind of can top out unless you're getting really creative with like an Instacart and you're just cherry picking the hell out of it and you're taking only deals with $50, $60 tips on them, which does happen. But I would say it's a big range, but it's anywhere from, if you're making less than $20 an hour, you either live in a place that you probably should move if you're trying to make more money, or you're just not doing it right.
All right. Well, so at $20 an hour.
$20 an hour should be an easy goal for almost anybody to obtain.
Right.
$20 an hour.
At $20 an hour over the course of a year, you'd need to work about 20 hours a week to make $40,000 extra. That's part time.
Yeah. What's that? 80 a month. So that's 1600. How much extra?
I said $40,000.
No, you wouldn't make 40 at $20 an hour. No,
I'm sorry.
20 hours a week.
$20,000 is what 20, I use.
There you go.
$20,000. Yeah. Divided by 52, you'd have to make $384 a week. Divided by 20 is 19 hours a week.
I think pretty much most places in the country, you should be able to easily make $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
That should not be that. That should be like, you know, I mean, last week I made 1250 or 1240 or something like that, working 28 hours.
Well, think about some of the other advantages. If you're doing delivery, not rideshare, you're just doing delivery, you're getting the world's free best education on the area that you want to live in when you grow up and the type of house you want, because you will see everything.
Yeah. And you know, it's not, we're not just talking about young people. This is great for, but even older people might want to think about this. You know, if you're, say you're retired, you maybe had a government job or something like that. You're 60, 65, you're retired, you're still in good health. You know, your kids are all moved out of the house. If you had kids, maybe it's just you and your spouse or whatever. And you've got, you know, enough money to get by on, let's say, but not really that great. And, you know, you might want to try something. I'm not saying you have to go live in your car or anything like that. Everybody's got a different situation. But, you know, you could jump into DoorDash, jump into like Uber Eats, food delivery, rideshare, whatever. If you need to, say you just, you retired, but you don't have enough income to really retire in the lifestyle you want. You could really start hitting it and do this stuff part-time, completely flexible, and really help subsidize the lifestyle you want. And or just take a year or two. I'm retired. I want to go travel across the country. Bummer. Yeah. I don't have enough money to do that. I have my Social Security. I've got a little bit of a pension. I've got a couple $100,000 in a 401k. That's all got to last. I don't have the luxury of touring the country, but it's something I've always wanted to do. I've never been out of my state. Whatever. Something like DoorDash, figure it out in your area, how to do it, get good at it. You can DoorDash your damn way across the country. I mean, you're retired. You and your spouse could go, or you by yourself if you're not married or whatever. And you could literally just earn your way around the country. Social Security is going to keep coming in whether you're at your house or you're not. Right. So you don't have to be there to get your Social Security. Your 401k is going to be if your 401k is not as big as you need it to be, the worst thing you can do is start pulling it down before you have to. DoorDash your way across the country. See all these different states and places that you wanted to see. You know, you could get a little RV if you wanted to. Make sure it's something that can pull a car that you can DoorDash, because you don't want to DoorDash in an RV.
No.
But these apps like DoorDash provide people the opportunity. If that's something they want, they want a little adventure before they're too old to, you know, go do it. You can use DoorDash to go do it. You know, I even thought about doing this experiment. You know, I don't want to leave the family for 2 weeks, but how cool would it be, especially if you're, you know, didn't have a lot of obligations at the house, to just like take a month, take a car, whatever, and just go across the country and fund it all completely with DoorDashing in these different cities that you're going to go to.
So let's talk about the apps. So you got DoorDash, Instacart, Uber Eats. What other one would you suggest? I'm missing some.
So yeah, well, I think you're thinking of Spark, but the problem with Spark is you can't do that in different areas. You got to have your home zone.
Okay.
So if you want to like travel with the stuff, you could do Uber Eats. Most of the food delivery apps, the Uber Eats, the Instacarts, and DoorDash. You could do wherever. Like if I go to Vegas, I'll turn my apps on and I can see, you know, that you can DoorDash in Vegas if you want to, or California or whatever. So you can literally drive across the country, and as you get to different cities, go, oh, I need to make $100 for gas and some food. and then you could play like what I do with my kids sometimes, DoorDash roulette. Like, oh, you're hungry? All right, let's turn on the app and let's see what gig we pick up. And then if we like it, we'll eat at that restaurant. It's a great way to find new restaurants, actually. I've found a lot of really nice, cool restaurants around here that I probably never would have found. But the point is, these apps give you that flexibility that was just not available to people 10 years ago. You know, 10 years ago, I retired and, okay, this is the money I have. And, oh, I guess I'm just going to have to stretch my Social Security. I don't know what else I can really do. Or I had to go get this part-time job at the store or whatever. Well, you're not going to be traveling out if you're working at a store. Now with these apps, you could do whatever the hell you want. Like, enjoy your retirement, even if it's not as big as you wanted it to be.
Okay, so I did some math, additional math. If you retired and you thought that you could do some part-time work for the next 10 years. If you made $1,000 a month doing this, well, we're talking about making a couple grand. I'm talking about just saving half of what you make. In 10 years, it'll be worth about $193,000.
Yeah, that'll beef up your 401k.
Yeah.
Let's say you're 65 years old right now and you're like, oh my gosh, I've got no retirement. All I have is Social Security. Start now.
Yeah.
You know, you get some extra spending money right now so you're not tapping into it. And actually, if what you know, you could, it doesn't matter how you slice it up, but as long as you can make enough money DoorDashing to cover your mortgage and all your bills, you could take your Social Security, put it right in the bank. You know, not even touch it. Like if you're short on retirement, every extra year you know, say you get to the point where you have to pull down that Social Security, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe you're in this dilemma where you're only like 62, 63, right, Steve?
Yep.
And you're trying to do the famous calculation. How long am I going to live? Do I take the money now? Do I leave it and get more later? You know, well, if you have something like a DoorDash or something like that, where you're like, you know what, if I can make an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month, and you might actually enjoy it. I really enjoy it. I enjoy getting out of the house and driving around in the neighborhood and meeting new people. Maybe you don't like that stuff, but I find it's fun. So the point is there's so much opportunity out there right now. And I just really hope all this stuff doesn't go away and turn into everybody gets guaranteed pay and everybody's basically a W-2 worker, because these guys are, unfortunately, I think, pushing so hard that these apps might eventually not be anywhere near as flexible as they are today. And that's going to be unfortunate.
So take advantage while you can. If you want to learn more about how to do this gig work and to multi-app and earn the most that you can, visit us over on our YouTube channel, The Penny Stupid Project. We release information almost every day now, Damon, about how you can maximize your earnings. We don't have anything to sell. We're telling you how to do it. So lots of good information over there. If you're listening on the Get Out of Debt Guy podcast, there's always ways you can make some extra money while you're reducing your expenses and get some breathing room while you're digging your way out of debt. If you have a debt problem and you want to talk to somebody, visit Damon Day at DamonDay.com, DamonDay.com. And Damon is a professional debt coach when he's not sitting here telling you how to DoorDash your way across America.
Well, that's part of it, right? The more money you make, the easier it is to get out of debt. But I am selling something on the channel. I'm selling subscriptions to our YouTube channel for a limited time only. They're free, but for a limited time. So get down there, subscribe. We've sold 611 subscriptions so far. We still have the special for you today and today only. They are free, but you have to do it today.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to wherever you're listening to the podcast on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. You can find us so many places. Damon, thank you so much. Great advice. And I hope people respond and have lots of questions and comments.
And one more shout out for Christine Meekum. Check out her YouTube channel. It's actually pretty nice. She got 31,000 subscribers. She's doing what I think a lot of people would love to be doing right now, which is just traveling without obligation. It's awesome.
See ya.
Peace.